Senator Mark Begich released a statement Monday noting that years of scientific study has proven the proposed pebble mine cannot be developed safely in the Bristol Bay watershed.
It's clear to me that the science clearly tells us, the Alaska people clearly tell us that, and tell me specifically that this mine is too big, in the wrong place, and won't work in the sense of protecting our fisheries and also the thousands of jobs connected to our fisheries.
Begich claims the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment shows the Pebble Mine would likely threaten the largest and most lucrative salmon run in the world. He further claims the Pebble Mine is not worth the risk. The senator says he's confident the EPA received the necessary information to put together a compelling environmental document.
There was an independent panel put on to review the report, and then there was a group that reviewed the reviewers. So it's kind of like gone through multiple layers to make sure every element was presented, or at least if it was presented, it was done in a way that all information was on the table.
During his 5 years in office, Senator Begich has developed a reputation as a Democrat who's friendly towards resource development projects, including opening up ANWR and allowing increased oil and gas exploration in the Outer Continental Shelf waters. Begich claims he is not against mining.
I will support mines in certain areas when they're done the right way. Red Dog Mine, I was up there on Friday. They've done a great job over the years engaging the community. They're 25 years into that mine. We've been supportive of helping them expand. Same thing down in Southeast with Niblack and Bocan and Kensington and other mines throughout the state. I look at each one as they come forward, and all these other ones I've been very supportive of, but this one just is in the wrong place. It's too big.
Senator Begich's change in position on the proposed Pebble Mine comes after last week's release of the final version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment by the EPA. The developers of the proposed Pebble Mine were quick to slam the assessment shortly after last week's release. Pebble Limited Partnership CEO John Shively has long believed the EPA rushed the development of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
Not only was the process rushed in a way that no other watershed assessment has ever been rushed, but they often violated their own guidelines for things like how they did peer reviews. They had one secret peer review of papers, only papers that came from our opposition. Nobody knew about it during the process. They never announced it. Total violation of their guidelines.
The Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment outlined potential damage to the natural environment in the Bristol Bay region if a mine like the Pebble Mine were to be developed. The EPA will use the assessment to guide its future decision-making on the issue, and that decision-making process is apparently already underway. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.